Our scripture reading today is found in Numbers chapter 16. We're going to read verses 1 to 24. You'll find it in your pew Bibles on page 158. Now here's yet another rebellion, a great rebellion during the Exodus. It's led by Korah, who is a Levite, but not one of the Levites who are priests. Those were those who not only served in the tabernacle, but actually made the sacrifices, and together with a man named Dathan and his brother. And they're unhappy that others seem to have positions of prominence in the church that they resent, and particularly that they can't make the sacrifices. Now, one thing this shows is that positions of authority in the church are granted by God. You don't set out for a career in the ministry and decide, well, I'll just settle on that career path. No, you must be specially equipped and called by God, and then you must do it. I've always thought Charles Spurgeon's advice was the best, that if you can by any means avoid being an ordained minister, do so. Because you need to serve under compulsion. And you'll often hear people say, oh, what a cushy life it is with ease. Those who served in the ministry find that highly amusing. But others have trials, and your work involves trials. And the key principle here is that we're to so be excited about the blessings that we have together in the kingdom of Christ and the love that he's given us and the calling we have as a church that all these things become neither here nor there to us. And he actually says to them, how can you envy others who have a position with all that God has given you as well? It's a good point for us. Now, this passage involves almost a comical setting as Moses says, okay, if you want to be a priest, well, then dress yourselves up, get your censers, put the incense in them, show up at the tabernacle tomorrow and see what happens. I see, it's God who decides what ministry he will bless and not we who usurp it for ourselves. As you can imagine, it is going to go poorly for Korah and Dathan. Now, finally, we see here what these heretics are all about. They're denying not merely what those ministers are saying, but because those ministers are biblical, they're denying God. They actually have the effrontery to describe Egypt, the land of bondage, as the land flowing with milk and honey, and to deny that what they're being led to really is salvation. And that problem will recur in the church. And Jesus makes plain in some of his parables that Satan will send false teachers, wolves among the flock, and you will know them by the way they attack the doctrines that God has taught and the legitimacy of Christianity. We have it today with those who deny the inerrancy of Scripture, who would cast aspersions on the doctrine of the atonement, and would attack justification through faith alone, the imputation of Christ's righteousness, these great treasures, who would say this is not salvation, and they must be cast out from the church. Notice what's said here. Separate yourself from them, lest you fall into their judgment. We have to guard the church. We have to guard the doctrine, and we see here the consequences when we do not. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 6. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with a number of the people of Israel, 250 chiefs of the congregation, chosen from the assembly, well-known men. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far. For all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" When Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he said to Korah and all his company, "In the morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy and will bring him near to him. The one whom he chooses he will bring near to him. Do this, take censers, Korah and all his company, put fire in them and put incense on them before the Lord tomorrow, and the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the holy one. You have gone too far, sons of Levi." And Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi, is it too small a thing for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do service in the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? And that he has brought you near to him, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you, and would you seek the priesthood also? Therefore it is against the Lord that you and all your company have gathered together. What is Aaron that you grumble against him?" And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, "We will not come up." Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you must also make yourself a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, and I have not harmed one of them." And Moses said to Korah, "Be present, you and all your company, before the Lord, you and they and Aaron tomorrow. And let every one of you take his censer and put incense on it. And every one of you bring before the Lord his censer, 250 censers, you also and Aaron, each his censer." So every man took his censer and put fire in them and laid incense on them and stood at the entrance of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. Then Korah assembled all the congregation against them at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces and said, "O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation?" And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Say to the congregation, get away from the dwelling of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.